AMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Worst over when it comes to business confidence and stuff?
Could be. I always look forward to seeing the results of the ANZ Business Outlook. It was released yesterday. Look, Mike, while we think the economy at a high level is sort of slowing, I mean, you're getting those lower GDP outcomes, we're in recession, but some of the sort of, I suppose, the bigger downside risks seem to be fading. And on the face of it, I know that statement appears to be somewhat contradictory, so I'll put it another way. The hard landing scenario seems a little less likely. So at least the ANZ Business Outlook, I suppose, supports the thesis of a shallow recession. So business, Mike, is feeling a bit better.
Good.
Or maybe a better way to describe it is a little less gloomy, which is good to see. So what are the numbers? I mean, what leads us to make these statements? Headline business confidence moved 13 points higher. It's still at negative 18, but that negative 18 is the highest read for the headline number since November 2021. Expected own activity, how do businesses feel about their own business, up 8 points. It is in positive territory. It's plus 3. It's back above zero. We like that. First time that measure has been above zero in 14 months. And there's a question in the survey about inflation expectations, so inflation indicators. They have eased a little bit. So inflation expected at 5.47% has dropped to 5.29%. So directionally, the RBNZ will like that, but it's not moving very much. I mean, look, in general, across the whole survey, I'd characterise responses as cautiously optimistic, which does, of course, beg the question, Mike, of why? I mean, you know, what's driving that? I think we can speculate that maybe the recent position of the RBNZ is important. So it's halting OCR increases, albeit at 5.5%, but it's sending a message that interest rate increases could be over. And I think that position has been welcomed by business, even though it could still be quite a while before we actually see rates decline. But the risks of sort of a blowout to the upside, I think, are perceived to be less. Mm. I don't think you can completely discount a further 25 basis points, Mike, if you know, inflation outcomes don't play nice. Look, other things, the housing market has sort of stopped going down. And the migration surge, that's easing some of the labour market bottlenecks. So, look, businesses are still downbeat, Mike. They're just a little less so.
Okay. Speaking of soft landings, there's some very good reads out of the US.
Yeah, really interesting numbers overnight. So we've seen some significant price moves overnight, Mike, in the US bond market. And US bond interest rates have moved higher because we've seen quite an interesting mix in data outcomes overnight. And it's painting a picture over there of an economy that's got a little bit of momentum. So their first quarter growth, their GDP read, they constantly revise this. So the previous estimate, and I know this is quite historic, was 1.3%. That's been revised upwards to 2%. So that's a significant move up. And Mike, the market estimates for second quarter growth are at 1.7. So they're starting to put together. So, you know, we've got this recession. They're starting to put together some reasonable growth numbers. Now, the market expected that first quarter number to move from 1.3 to 1.4. So the 2% is quite a surprise. At the same time, you've got these jobless claims number. That's sort of proxy for layoffs. They fell 26,000 to 239,000 for the month. And the inflation number, now we get the monthly read on the inflation number. This is what's called PCE inflation. That's the number that the Fed likes. We get the monthly read tonight, but first quarter has been confirmed at 4.9%. That was expected to be 5. So the economy's growing stronger, jobs market's still robust, but inflation not running away. Now, Jerome Powell, he's also been at this big central bankers hui in Madrid, and he's still doubling down on two more rate hikes. And so the end result of all of that is that bond rates have broken a little bit higher.
Fantastic. Give me some numbers.
Well, the Dow Jones has liked it. So those sort of cyclical, those big economy stocks have liked it. The Dow Jones up 206 points, which is 0.61%, 34,059. The S&P 500, it's sort of a little bit blasé. It's up 6 points, 438, 3.14%. The Nasdaq has fallen. It's not fallen very much, though, only 34 points, 0.25%. 13,557. The FTSE 100 lost 0.38% overnight, 7,471. The Nikkei gained 40 points, 33,234. Shanghai Composite down 7 points overnight, 3,182 the close there. The ASX 200 barely moved yesterday, down 2 points, 7,194 the close. But we gained 0.64%, 75 basis points, 11,808 the close. Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker, 0.6064 against the US, 0.9159 Aussie, 0.5577 euro. Against the pound, 0.4805, getting closer to that 47 cent handle. Japanese yen, 87.80. Gold, $1,908.45. And Brent crude, $74.18.
You have a fabulous weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.